Any thoughts, Lowell?
I personally think adjuvant erlotinib is a real major question in this disease because of my resected patients that I've been just thinking while we were talking here recently. I think that population is kind of enriched for the females, non-smokers, adenocarcinomas, or oligosmokers, because those tend to be the ones that are healthy and that surgeons are enthusiastic about resecting, whereas like a 65-year-old squamous cell heavy smoker, you know, they're not going to present with early stage disease usually. So I've seen a few of those, and I've gotten some mutation analysis in some of those, and happily for me, they've been negative. But if they would have been positive, I would have had a real tough decision about after chemo whether I would put them on erlotinib or not. I mean, if it was me, I would take a year of erlotinib, absolutely, or maybe two. If it was my family member, I certainly would, and I think that needs to be really answered.
I want to ask Vince about that issue of off-protocol erlotinib in the non-smoker or the mutation-positive patient. What do you think?
Could I present a case, Neil? I have a case for that. Okay. She's 55. I treated her about 7-8 years ago, adjuvant chemotherapy for colon cancer. She presents with a bronchoalveolar carcinoma, undergoes a right lower lobectomy. It's 2.5 centimeters. It was resected by Larry Robinson. All lymph nodes negative. She's mutation positive. I forget if it's exon 19 or 21. And I actually emailed the case around to several people. And
non-smoker?
Oligo, as Dr. Hart calls it, oligo smoker.
Just out of curiosity, do you know when did she quit and how many packs did she have?
She really maybe smoked up to age 30, 35. So it'd been like 20 years ago.
And how many years did she smoke?
Maybe 15-pack years.
15-pack years.
So she was resected, and of course I raised the question, you know, what about erlotinib? And there are actually some people that actually would even recommend adjuvant chemo here. Most would say not do anything, and maybe one person said erlotinib. I ended up not doing anything because I think that's the standard, and unless she and her husband really wanted to deviate, I wasn't really going to recommend anything. I thought her prognosis was still fairly good.
What would you say her risk of recurrence is, anyway?
Well, this is the type of thing that needs to be refined when we look at adjuvant models, but Bob Ginsberg used to say there's no better tumor for prognosis than a stage 1 BAC. This lady probably isn't the 70% 5-year survival. She's probably 80 or 85%, even though her tumor was 2.5 centimeters. And the mutations, of course, may be a surrogate for a better natural history anyway. I've seen patients with most of the brain mets in lung cancer develop in the first year. I've seen patients with brain mets 3 or 4 years later as their first recurrence. So it's a whole different biology, I believe. And that's my lead-in to say I probably would have left her alone, as you did, and had some security in knowing that if she gets a recurrence that can't be taken out, they have a pretty effective therapy.